frekwencja troszeczkę nas zaskoczyła, więc niestety nie wszyscy Państwo przebywacie w komfortowych warunkach i nie wszyscy Państwo dostaliście materiały, za co z góry serdecznie przepraszam. Ci z Państwa, którzy nie dostali materiałów, bardzo proszę o pozostawienie na recepcji adresów e-mailowych. Doślemy je bezwłocznie e-mailem. Let me introduce people who arrived especially to meet you and who actually created eBay Poland. This is Filip Justus, Senior VP and General Manager eBay in Europe. Filip Justus is responsible for positive trading experience of all tens of millions eBay users in Europe. He will tell about it more later. We also have Gil Pencina, who is Vice President eBay Southern and Central Europe. Mamy też pierwszego pracownika eBay Polska, pana Przemysława Plutę, który jest pełni rolę dyrektora do spraw marketingu. Ja nazywam się Jan Stożek, pracuję w agencji Sigma, która miała przyjemność zorganizować dzisiejsze spotkanie. Ci z Państwa, którzy korzystają ze słuchawek do tłumaczenia, kanał angielski, tłumaczenie, język angielski jest na kanale pierwszym, tłumaczenie na polski jest na kanale drugim. Tutaj z boku jest mały przełącznik do przełączania kanału. W materiałach prasowych znajdziecie Państwo informację prasową, informację o firmie, sylwetki prezenterów, wydruk prezentacji. Jest też krążek CD, na którym są te wszystkie materiały w postaci elektronicznej, a także zdjęcia prezenterów. Plan dzisiejszego spotkania wkrótce przedstawię. Najpierw zacznie Pan Prezes Justus od przedstawienia eBay, który jest Państwu zapewne doskonale znany, tym niemniej jest wiele aspektów, o których Państwo zapewne nie wiecie. eBay wczoraj ogłaszał w nocy przedwczoraj wyniki finansowe za pierwszy kwartał. Potem Pan Przemek Luda przedstawi, poinformuje Państwa o szczegółach działalności eBaya w Polsce. Na koniec będziemy mieli sesję pytań i odpowiedzi. Ci z Państwa, którzy są umówieni na indywidualne rozmowy, bardzo proszę o kontakt z recepcją. Mamy przez zaplanowanych parę rozmów, także bardzo proszę o zgłoszenie się do stolika recepcyjnego. Bardzo dziękuję za uwagę. Filip.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me through this microphone? Does this work? Great. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our press conference. This is a very exciting for us at eBay, a very exciting day for us at eBay, because today is the day that we are announcing the launch of eBay in Poland. And we're delighted to be here with you today in Poland. We're delighted to have a couple of our key people behind the launch of eBay Poland here with us, and you heard the introductions a couple of minutes ago. What I would like to do over the next few minutes is introduce you to eBay, tell you what eBay is all about, what our history is, and what our European presence is. And then I will hand it over to Przemek, who will tell you more about eBay Poland in specific, and maybe tell you some things that are exciting and interesting about some of the users that we already have in Poland. Because as the situation stands, we're starting with tens of thousands of people who are already trading on eBay and have done so over the past years. So we're actually not starting from zero today, we're starting with many users, and Przemek will tell you more about what they like to say in Poland. So it's very exciting to be here, and we think that this is a big day, because every time that we launch a country, it makes us especially proud when we're able to bring eBay to new places and invite new members around the world to join eBay. So, just a few words in terms of overview and maybe history of eBay. eBay is just a relatively young company. In 1995, a gentleman by the name of Pierre Omidyar started this company, eBay. And at the beginning, in fact, it wasn't actually a company. It was a website that he built over the course of a weekend. And what he wanted to do there was to create a marketplace where people could buy and sell practically anything and do that in a way that would give everybody the same chance of success. So this whole idea of saying, I want to give let's say, a small individual center somewhere in one place of America, the same chance of success as a company was actually at the heart of what he was trying to do. And one of the first types of products that was then being traded on the platform was actually what you see on here, PETS dispensers. Now, PETS dispensers, for those of you who don't know what they are small little boxes in which you have candy. So they're little sugar white things that come out when you open up the top of the PETS dispenser and you can eat them. And his girlfriend, Pierre's girlfriend at that time and his wife today, is actually a collector of these PETS dispensers. So he said, I will build this marketplace and you can try out this marketplace by seeing if you can buy or sell these PETS dispensers. And actually this worked out very well because very quickly they found that people across the United States who had an interest in trading collectibles like these PETS dispensers were starting to use the eBay site. So let me tell you a little bit more about how the eBay site actually works. So what you do when you want to use eBay is you come to the site, you register, and if you would like to sell an item is you take a picture of the item, preferably with a digital camera, so you can upload that picture. You then write a little description text. This is a nice PETS dispenser maybe of 1992 collection. It's red, green, red, whatever. And you choose a starting price. You say, I would like to sell this for at least, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 zloty. People actually pay high prices for PETS dispensers in the US. And then you say it's going to be an auction that is maybe 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days long. And at the end of this time, we'll see who is the bidder who is willing to pay the highest price for this item. So after you've done that, which is a process that takes maybe 10, 20 minutes to just describe the text and upload the item into eBay, we then display this item description to all the users at eBay around the world. And at that point, potential buyers can come to the site, can see the item, and can place a bid. And at the end of the time, at the end of 3 days, 5 days, up to 10 days, the highest bidder wins the item. And what we do at that time is we exchange an email to buyer and seller and say, you have now won the item, the price is this particular price, and here is the contact information for the seller. Please, buyer and seller, connect with each other and make sure that the money is being transferred and that the product is being shipped. And at that time, buyer and seller do the transaction closing, if you will, and they do that on their own. They send the money, they ship the product, and that's how the transaction is then closed. So we actually do not get involved in the handling of the item, in the payment, or in the shipping. Now at the end of that transaction, we ask our users to give each other the feedback, to tell each other whether the transaction was good, neutral, or negative. And we like to think about that as an important way for other people to understand how good a seller or a buyer on our site is. Because that's actually quite important in the internet when you don't know that much about another user, that you get some feedback if other people like this seller or buyer or not. So that's the concept of eBay. And in 1995, as I said, the company was started. In the beginning, it was really all about these kinds of collectible items. Whether it was PETS dispensers, whether it was coins, stamps, maybe some sports memorabilia, maybe some baseball cards. This is the origin of eBay. Now, of course, today, eBay has evolved quite a lot. So if you go to eBay sites in 2005, you will find anything from collector items to computers, mobile phones, sporting equipment, clothing, and even cars. And in fact, even items like cars have become to be very popular on eBay. So car parts, for those of us who like to actually screw on our cars a little bit ourselves, and then actually use cars as well. So the selection on eBay today is really very wide. And here's what we are trying to do with eBay. Here's our vision of what we like to achieve. We want to create a global online trading platform where practically anyone can trade practically anything. So it's a very broad vision that we have. We would like to include users from around the world, which is why we open new countries like Poland today. And we would like to give them access to the eBay marketplace, which is a global marketplace. Now, you can almost offer anything on eBay, and I say almost with a reason. There's, of course, legal limitations to what we allow to be traded on eBay. And every country has their legal limitations as to what you can sell or buy. In some countries, you can sell wine. In other countries, you're not allowed to sell wine because that's against some state's law. And so there is a lot of individual pieces that we look at, country by country, to tell our users, here are the kind of items that you can buy and sell, and here's what is not allowed. Now, what you see down here is that one of our key reasons for being here is to enable economic opportunity. And that goes back to the idea that Pierre had when he started the company, to help people to buy and sell, no matter whether they're individuals, private people, small businesses, or large businesses, and to give them a chance to be economically successful. And in fact, a lot of people have used that with eBay to a very large extent. They've started to use eBay to not only do that as a hobby, but to earn money by buying and selling on eBay, by buying at a low price and selling at a high price. So there's a lot of eBay entrepreneurs out there who use eBay to make a living. Now, why do people come to our sites? There are obviously benefits for buyers and there are benefits for sellers. Buyers come to our site because there's an amazing range of selection. There's millions of items on offer on the eBay sites around the world at any given moment. So when you go to the computer category and check out notebooks, you will not just find 5 or 10 notebooks like you might find in a retail store. In fact, you'll find probably tens of thousands of items on any site around the world. So selection is a key criteria why people come to the site. But it's also really about finding good deals and good prices. When you can imagine that hundreds of thousands or millions of people list items for sale, there's often very good opportunities to find something at a very competitive price that may be better than your other alternatives. And let's say that you're maybe not located in a large city like Warsaw, but you're somewhere on the countryside, then you probably don't have access to items with good prices because there may not be many stores in your neighborhood. So eBay then gives you access to great prices and great selection, even in very remote locations. And finally, I should say that eBay is actually fun. It's a lot of excitement when you use eBay and when you turn out to be the winner of an item. And we like to call that the thrill of the hunt. You hunt for an item, you bid on the item, and in the last minutes you sit there and are waiting to see whether you are the winner or whether somebody else wins, and it's actually quite fun and exciting when you win. Now, sellers also have their reasons why they like to come to eBay. For a seller, this is actually quite simple. They can reach a lot of potential buyers from around the world. They can reach these buyers country by country, but actually the eBay marketplace is open to them on a global basis. So eBay broadens the range of potential buyers to you as a seller. When perhaps previously you could only sell in your small town, now you can sell nationwide or even Europe-wide or globally. And eBay does that at a very competitive price. In fact, in Poland, when we start out here today, the site will not cost anything to sell it. So the price will be very competitive. And it will be very cheap to use eBay because actually you won't have to pay any fees to eBay in the beginning. Now, of course, in sites that are more established, we do have fees, but the fees, in any event, are very competitive compared to other channels that sellers may be having, whether it's to sell through a store that many sellers also have, or whether it's to sell through the internet, it's actually very cheap to sell through eBay. And then finally, it's easy. It takes only a matter of minutes to take a picture, to describe the text, and the seller finds that it's very convenient, so they don't have to invest a lot to be selling on eBay. They need a computer, and internet access, and a camera, and that's it to sell on eBay. So, it's about buyers, it's about sellers, it's about the items, but we like to think that eBay is also about what we call the community. Because our buyers and sellers share something in common. They're really a community of people who not only buy and sell, but who also communicate with each other, who talk to each other, who answer each other's questions. So it's quite interesting to see the kinds of stories that are developing when people are trading on eBay. Oftentimes you will find that people not only send each other a package with the item, but also a nice note with some language in it. They leave each other some nice feedback if they are particularly happy about what they've seen. And oftentimes they also share interests. So you can imagine if you're a stamp collector how many other stamp collectors you may get to know on eBay, and then you can share your interest and passion around that. Now, I wanted to give you a couple of facts about eBay. As of just a couple of days ago, we have 147 million users around the world who are registered with eBay. 147 million people have registered with eBay around the world. They trade in more than 50,000 product categories. So if you go to the eBay homepages, whether in Poland or the US or the UK, you will find that there are product categories in which we organize the items. And there is more than 50,000 of those categories worldwide. I showed you some of the products earlier, ranging from cars to collectibles, sports, clothes, watches, jewelry, there's a whole range. Maybe also interesting that in only one quarter, and this is the quarter that we just closed, this is the first quarter in 2005, on the site, items are being sold that are worth more than $10 billion. This is on a global basis, and this is a very large number if you compare it to any retail company that you might be looking at. So our users trade items that are worth more than $10 billion in a quarter. And then finally, I spoke about eBay enables economic opportunity. Well, this is what economic opportunity looks like when you look to, for example, the United States. Our research shows us that about 430,000 people earn a living either part-time or full-time by trading on eBay. Many of our sellers have employees who help them sell it, who help them packaging, shipping, listing an item. So this has actually created a lot of economic opportunity and jobs, and we see similar trends when we look to Europe. I wanted to give you a sense of what an average day on eBay looks like. So when you go to eBay, on an average day, let's take eBay Germany as an example, a tractor like this sells about every 7 minutes, day or night, 24 hours a day. Or let's take another example from the UK. Every 2 minutes, a teddy bear is selling in the UK, day or night, no matter whether it's a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. This is the number of teddy bears that are being sold here. Let's take an example from France. In France, comic books, these Tintin comic books, are very, very much in favor. So comic books sell every minute in France. This is how popular these are in France. And then finally, cars. I spoke about cars. Well, a car sells every minute in the United States. So it gives you a sense that it's not only a big aggregate numbers, but there's a lot of product behind it that's actually being sold. And of course, the products may vary by country a little bit, and Kenneth can tell you a bit more about what Polish people like to trade in particular. Now, one of the aspects of eBay is that it is a global marketplace. Of course, we have sites in local languages in 33 countries, but it's a global marketplace. So once you are registered on one of the sites, you can buy on any of the other sites around the world. And our users actually do that in a very big way. So around the world, we see that 15% of all the value of the items are actually bought and sold across borders. Maybe from Polish people buying in Germany or England or France, maybe from American people buying or selling to Australia or Canada, 15% of the business is imports and exports. And this has grown even faster than the rest of the business has. It has grown by more than 300% over the past 3 years. So cross-border trade is something really interesting because it is also something that distinguishes eBay from other marketplaces. We're really providing not only a local marketplace, but a window to the global eBay marketplace. And that is one of the key things that people find appealing when they register with eBay. So global footprint, I spoke about the 33 markets that we have worldwide. And you can see that it is obviously started over here in the US and in Canada. We have a very big presence now in Europe that I'll speak about in a second. This is our proud edition of today, eBay Poland. And then we have China, we have India, Korea, Australia, the Philippines. You see that we also have presences in Asia Pacific. So the global footprint that has developed over just the last 10 years, really, because 10 years ago, eBay was started. Now, even more people then you see countries here trade on eBay. So let me say that differently. Users from more than 150 countries today trade on eBay. And users from Poland have traded on eBay even when we had no site, because you can just register on another eBay site and then use the site. So today when we look at through our user base, it's already people from 150 different countries that like to trade on eBay. Let me speak a little bit about eBay Europe. So we now have 12 countries in Europe. Yesterday we announced the launch of eBay Sweden, and today we announced the launch of eBay Poland. We're very excited about both of those additions. As a European organization, we have a headquarter that is located in Bern in Switzerland, and from there we support all of our country operations. But in all the countries that you see here, we also have local offices with local management who help build the marketplaces. We have a user base that is growing very fast, and we are approaching 40 million users in Europe. That means that actually one quarter of all eBay users worldwide are now located in Europe. In fact, it's a bit more than one quarter. When we looked at the year 2004, we had almost 500 million listings, and a listing is an item that a seller puts up for sale on eBay. So if you compare that to the population in all of Europe, you know, that's roughly one listing for every man, woman, and child in all of Europe. One listing per person that was listed in Europe in 2004. And the value of the items that are being traded here in 2004 was about $12.5 billion. In the first quarter of this year, so the quarter that just ended a couple of days ago, it was $4.1 billion, the value of the goods that were being traded on eBay in Europe. So that is the overview of eBay. Let me just stress again that we're extremely excited to be coming to Poland today. And I think it's just appropriate that Przemek would present you what exactly our Polish market is about. Thank you.
Muszę Państwu powiedzieć, że jestem bardzo podekscytowany jako użytkownik eBay już od 3 lat, że mam zaszczyt powiedzieć Państwu coś więcej na temat naszego nowego serwisu w Polsce eBay.pl. Tak jak Filip już powiedział, mimo tego, że dopiero ruszamy ze stroną, dzisiaj jest oficjalny launch, wejście na polski rynek. Wczoraj strona była już osiągana o godzinie 9 wieczorem. Mamy już około 100 tysięcy użytkowników w Polsce. Są to przede wszystkim osoby, które sprzedają lub kupują produkty przede wszystkim na stronie amerykańskiej, niemieckiej, brytyjskiej. Co oferujemy im teraz przez wprowadzenie eBaya Polska, to jest lokalny rynek. Stronę, na której jest wszystko w języku polskim. Produkty sprzedają się w złotówkach. Jest to strona bardzo prosta w obsłudze. Bardzo przyjazna. Bardzo staraliśmy, żeby zrobić tę stronę przyjazną. Tak jak Filip już wspomniał, jest to strona darmowa. Czyli ani kupujący, ani sprzedający nie ponoszą żadnych opłat. Następnie, co dajemy polskim użytkownikom, to jest możliwość nie tylko sprzedawania lokalnie, ale również do wielu krajów, w których eBay ma swoje strony. Tak jak Filip wspomniał, 150 milionów ludzi korzysta z naszych stron. Także jest to dla nich bardzo interesujący, nowy, dodatkowy kanał dystrybucji, albo też miejsce na zrobienie zakupów. Już teraz również mamy tysiące produktów na stronie. Wczoraj od godziny 9 ilość produktów licytacji zdążyła się już podwoić. Wczoraj, pracując nad tą prezentacją, pisaliśmy, że najdroższy przedmiot to jest zegarek Patek Philippe za 27 tysięcy złotych. Dzisiaj z rana sprawdziliśmy stronę. Zobaczyliśmy, że jeszcze wiele samochodów za setki tysięcy złotych. Jest nawet dom pod Warszawą za 850 tysięcy. Także niesamowity sukces, jeżeli chodzi o to, że dopiero wczoraj strona została dana polskim użytkownikom. Tak jak powiedzieliśmy, na polskiej stronie można praktycznie znaleźć wszystko. Wszystkie produkty z różnych kategorii, mogą być sprzedawane i kupowane. Oczywiście wszystko to jest legalne, tak jak wcześniej powiedział Phil. Na dzień dzisiejszy największą popularnością cieszy się kategoria artykułów kolekcjonerskich. Tak jak było już wcześniej powiedziane, stąd też IBE się wywodzi. Tak to się zaczęło w Stanach Zjednoczonych. Sam niedawno rozmawiałem z użytkownikiem z Gdańska, który na eBay sprzedaje i kupuje ordery marynarek wojennych. Bardzo unikalna rzecz, unikatowa. Dzięki eBayowi mógł on nie tylko dotrzeć do sprzedających lub kupujących te ordery, ludzi dzielących jego pasję, mógł też z nimi porozmawiać, mógł też z nimi nawiązać kontakt. Dlatego tak bardzo sobie uważamy, że tak bardzo społeczność eBaya jest ważna. To nie chodzi tylko o to, żeby kupujący i sprzedający zawierali między sobą transakcje, to chodzi też o społeczność, o kontakty między nimi. Kolejną bardzo mocną kategorią jest muzyka. Jest bardzo dużo płyt CD, bardzo tanich, z nowymi hitami. Są też również ciężkie do dostania płyty winylowe, których nie można nabyć w sklepach. Również też płyty z innych krajów. Wydawnictwa bardzo unikatowe. Jak na każdym rynku mamy dużo ubrań, jest bardzo dużą popularnością, cieszy się obuwie, różnego rodzaju dodatki. Kolejnymi kategoriami są zabawki, rzeczy, które biżuteria, zegarki, również znaczki. Tak jak mówiłem, tysiące produktów w wielu kategoriach. Tworząc polską stronę, skoncentrowaliśmy się na tym, żeby była ona jak najprostsza w użyciu, intuicyjna dla polskich użytkowników. Żeby osoba, która nawet nie ma doświadczenia w handlowaniu, w sprzedawaniu w internecie, na aptekach internetowych, żeby bardzo szybko mogła pojąć, zrozumieć, nauczyć się kupna i sprzedaży na eBayu, na naszym serwisie. Dodatkowo, dzięki eBay.pl, teraz osoba w Stats będzie mogła dowolnie handlować, sprzedawać i kupować rzeczy od osoby z Nadbałtyku. Nie tylko od osoby z Nadbałtyku, ale również Polacy od dnia dzisiejszego mogą kupować we wszystkich europejskich, nie tylko europejskich, również w Ameryce, w Kanadzie, w Australii. Tam mogą kupować przedmioty, do których wcześniej nie mieli dostępu. Tak samo mogą traktować te rynki i 147 milionów zarejestrowanych użytkowników eBaya jako ich potencjalny rynek zbytu, jako potencjalnych klientów. Bardzo prosta i łatwa metoda na eksport, rozpoczęcie lub kontynuowanie własnej działalności gospodarczej. Robimy wszystko, żeby strona nasza była bezpieczna. Każdego dnia na eBayu miliony ludzi zawierają z sobą transakcje. To nie są osoby, które się znają, które się spotykają. To są ludzie z różnych krajów. Oni wysyłają sobie nawzajem pieniądze, wysyłają sobie nawzajem różnego rodzaju dobra, produkty sprzedane. No jest to coś unikalnego, jeżeli chodzi o internet. Taki poziom zaufania. I uważamy, że eBay stwarza możliwości do tego, żeby to zaufanie było. Dodatkowo powiem Państwu, że będziemy w przyszłości cały czas pracowali razem z naszą społecznością, razem z naszymi użytkownikami, aby udoskonalać nasz serwis, dalej nad nim pracować, tak żeby oni mogli w pełni z niego korzystać, odnosić sukcesy w sprzedawaniu, jak i w kupowaniu na naszej platformie. I na zakończenie chciałbym Państwu pokazać, jak wygląda nasza strona w Polsce pod adresem www.ebay.pl. Mogą Państwo znaleźć szybką, bardzo prostą w obsłudze, niezależną stronę z opcjami internetowymi, na której kupujący mogą wyszukiwać, przeglądać i kupować lokalne przedmioty, a sprzedający mogą bardzo szybko i w prosty sposób wystawiać produkty na sprzedaż i sprzedawać je bez żadnych opłat i prowizji. Także bardzo zachęcam wszystkich Państwa do odwiedzenia strony. Można z niej korzystać i przekonania się, jak łatwo jest zacząć sprzedawać i kupować na eBayu. I tak jak Filip już powiedział wcześniej, jaką przyjemność można z tego czerpać. Teraz z przyjemnością odpowiem na Państwa pytania.
Dziękuję. Dziękuję bardzo prezenterom za prezentację i zapraszam do zadawania pytań. Ponieważ goście są anglojęzyczni, prosimy o zadawanie pytań do mikrofonu.
Ale czy what are your plans for other countries in Eastern Europe as well? I see from the diagram that you showed about you know, cooperation there anywhere else in Central Eastern Europe. Do you plan to expand further as Poland's first step? What's the attraction of Poland and the region in general? And why do we wait until now? Poland is obviously a very strong local competitor who, as I understand it, you sold the license to. And finally, how much money are you prepared to invest here before starting to charge for it? Or how long will you accept the losses? And are there other sources of income that the company will have?
Yeah, so again, we are very excited to be coming to Poland now, and perhaps I should say that we have many users in Poland today who have given us feedback and have in fact asked us for a Polish site, so a site where they could have the Polish language and trade in Polish zloty. And when we get that feedback, we take it quite seriously because the community is at the heart of what we do. So there was a strong demand from our users. We listened to that, and we are delighted that we can provide the site today. We think that now is the right time to come to Poland because the internet has gained a lot of popularity and usage in Poland, and also people are starting to buy and sell on the internet in Poland. So there is some level of familiarity and experience with e-commerce in Poland already. And then when we look to the future, we see that there is a lot of growth opportunities in Poland. There are market research studies that show a very significant growth rate over the next few years in e-commerce, and we would like to be part of that. We would like actually to help drive some of that growth in Poland with the eBay website. So we think it's a good time to be coming to Poland now. We're excited that this week we actually had two countries to announce, Sweden and Poland, and we will make announcements about any further activities when the time is right to do so. At this point, we have no further announcements to make. We think that Poland will be very interesting for us because in many ways it's a new country. It's the first of the 10 new EU member states in which we are going here. So it's exciting for us to be here, and I'm sure that we will learn a lot about the market here that can potentially help us in other markets in the future. And then your other question was about the investment level. Yes, we are investing in the Polish market right now. We want to invite users to test the eBay marketplace as buyers and as sellers. And we, as you said, we have fees that we have in other countries, but we have currently no plans in sight to change the fact that we are starting free in Poland. And that will be, I think, very welcome by the users. So for those of you who have not heard about PayPal, PayPal is a company that belongs to eBay, so is a subsidiary of eBay, and that helps people to pay each other through an electronic means. So basically what you can do there is if you have the email address of another person who is also a PayPal user, you can send money or receive money from that person, and it's a very successful service. At this time, we have no plans to introduce PayPal to Poland, but we have brought Poland to other countries in the past, and it's successful. Now, Polish users can also use PayPal, but not in Polish language and not in zloty at this time.
Następne pytania. Koleżanka ma mikrofon.
Państwo napisali, że eBay Polska jest streaming, czyli bezpłatnie, więc kiedy Państwo prowadzą opłaty i mniej więcej jakie. Druga część pytania jest taka, że zatem są robaki internetowe, ostatnio to jest Mighty, które gnębią społeczność eBaya. I czy Państwo mają jakiś sposób, żeby zabezpieczyć tę społeczność przed nowakami internetowymi, które będą niszczyć na przykład dane.
So we are starting the site free, and we have currently no plans to introduce fees. As I said before, on other sites we do have fees. They come in two forms. We have fees that we call insertion fees, when you list an item, and then we have fees that we call final value fees, which are a percentage of the sales price of an item if the item successfully sells. Over time, we have introduced those fees in other countries. At this point, we have no plans to do so in Poland, but that could change over the future. And obviously eBay is also a company that ultimately needs to finance what it's doing, so that could change over the future. The other question sounds to me like you are speaking about, I'm not quite sure about the connection to eBay of your second question. Maybe let me say in general that eBay takes safety on the internet very seriously and tries to educate the users about how to protect your data on the internet, so how to protect your passwords. It's very important to us that our users do not give out passwords to third parties when they're asked by maybe some fraudulent people to do so. And so we have developed a security approach, if you will, and an education approach to help our users understand how to protect themselves on the internet. What you described before is an internet-wide issue where there are some safety topics or some security topics that need to be addressed, and we are very strong in developing activities against that and making sure that our users have a safe trading experience.
Zapraszam.
Mam takie pytanie. Jak Państwo zamierzają obronić użytkowników sprzedających i kupujących przed nieautoryzowanym dostępem do ich konta? Związane to tam poprzez na podeszwę w ciągu ulicy Boda.
The most important thing that our users can do to protect their data is, like with any other service that they're using, is to protect their username and password. And so passwords are something that is as secret as is the secret number to your bank account. And so we educate our users around that they should never give out their passwords to other people. They should make sure that they have a password that is not easily to be guessed by a third party. So rather have a long password than just, you know, a very short password, and make sure.
Snippers, network snippers, can get user data from TCP/IP protocol from packets. Then, but what with it?
So I'm not quite sure I understand the question.
Okay, somebody can have access to packet from TCP/IP protocol. In this packet can be password and username. What about it?
Yeah. So whenever on the site people use confidential data, such as passwords, user data, bank account information when they pay eBay a fee, we use a secure connection and the highest security standard that there is out there, which the HTTPS. Secure internet connections that actually work very well. So I'm actually not aware of the issues that you described there. If there's anything in particular that you could give as to feedback as me after the session, I would be happy to hear that. But actually the safety of the data is at eBay very high, and it's also the way that it's being stored in a central repository is actually very safe in terms of data protection.
Następne pytanie, proszę.
Chciał się zapytać, w jaki sposób Państwo promują ochronę użytkowników przed działalnością autorów, czyli też pod flagą aut internetowych w Polsce. To jest jedno pytanie, a to jest drugie pytanie, mam jeszcze do kolega, ale kiedy?
Przepraszam, to może po kolei z pytaniami.
Też pytanie dotyczące bezpieczeństwa, skoro już jesteśmy na ten temat wersji. Mianowicie, w jaki sposób weryfikowane będą aukcje, czy jest zbudowany mechanizm weryfikacji aukcji, żeby uchronić użytkowników przed możliwością kupna towarów wchodzących w sklepy.
So first of all, safety is a very important topic for us, and there are a whole range of ways that we address the topic of safety and security for our users. One is the topic that I described early on, which is our feedback mechanism, where buyers and sellers can rate each other's performance and previous transactions. So imagine that you're going to a store in the real world, and you're entering the store, and you have a whole blackboard where people have posted little papers that say, I bought a pen at the store, and the transaction was good, I liked the pen. Or, I went to the store, bought a pair of shoes, and actually the seller was not very nice. So on eBay you have the benefit of going to the eBay store and seeing lots of feedback that people have left on the seller in the past, and that's very helpful, and that's used by our users a lot. So we encourage our users to inform themselves about their transaction partner like they would do in the normal course of business. On top of that, we also have our own safety mechanisms, if you will. We actually have hundreds of people around the world who work on the topic of safety, whether that is looking at activity that may be potentially fraudulent or items that are not allowed on eBay, and who take action against these cases. So, for example, we have technology and people in place who will go after items that are illegal to be traded, and then can take these items down from the site, can warn users or suspend users, and actually also work with law enforcement authorities to make sure that fraud is being prosecuted and that people will get their money back if they have been defrauded. So those are really important things that we do. Our cooperation with law enforcement is strong in every country in which we go into, and we actually have every interest, just the same as our users, to make sure that eBay is a safe place to buy and sell items. Hope that answers the question.
Jakieś akcje internetowe, jakby w czym planujecie jakby pokonać te akcje, aukcje internetowe, poza tym, że nie pobieracie opłat, no to już jakby jednym krokiem do przodu, prawda, bo to jest jakby jakby płatne. Jakby w czym planujecie to też, bo jakby konwencja naszej aukcji jest dokładnie identyczna jak katalogę, oczywiście, jeśli tak.
Pozwoli Pani, że te pytania odpowie również Filip.
Okej, oczywiście.
Great, so great question. Well, first of all, we think we have a lot of experience in providing a great online trading experience, right? We have invented the concept, we've brought the concept to 147 million people around the world who use it, and so we think we have the best experience for buying and selling online. We're bringing that experience to Poland. That's what number one. Number two is our users in Poland who we have today have asked us to bring a Polish version of the eBay site in Polish with Polish zloty as a trading currency to Poland. So that encourages us that there is a demand for eBay in Poland. So that's number two. And number three is what we do really is bring two sets of great benefits to our users. First of all, to be able to trade locally in Poland with each other, to buy and sell here with each other, and to do that very easy and simply and safely. And second, we provide a window to the eBay marketplace around the world. So what we give you when you register with eBay is you can trade not only in Poland, but you can access eBay around the world to buy and sell your items. And we have found in other markets that people like that, that people actually trade a lot across the globe. They see items that they may not have found at home. They see them at a better price. They offer them to people outside of their country. So that's actually a great benefit. And again, when we start today, we have tens of thousands of people who are actively using eBay already.
Thank you.
Dzień dobry, Pani Pastor, magazyn internet. Chciałem spytać o, jak złożone z polskiego serwisu, mianowicie oczekiwanie było ogromne, a dzisiaj rano, wczoraj wieczorem przyszedł piękny zawody, bo polski eBay.pl po prostu jest rzeczą okrojoną w ekranicznej edycji. Nie ma chociażby takie słowe punkty jak dodaj do obserwowanych, walka. Jak rozkładają się prace rozbudowy tego serwisu w większym czasie? Dziękuję.
It's So our eBay Polish site contains all the core functionality that is needed to buy and sell products from each other, and in fact, in many ways, already today is a broader site and functionality than eBay was maybe 5 or 7 years ago. So we've made sure that everything is there that people need to buy and sell. We've also made sure that we don't want the site to be too complicated and to have too many features and functions that in the beginning may not be as relevant to the market, because what we want to do is we want to bring people, first of all, to understand what eBay is about before we lay out 100 different ways to use eBay and functions. So that's a good point that you made. There are more functions on other eBay sites, but eBay Poland has everything that is needed to buy and sell, has all the core functionality, and it's quite likely that we could offer some of the other services that we have in other countries over time.
Marek Pietrzewski, UPN1, thanks. I've got a question concerning the exchange rates. Basically, if you trade in Slovis, how do you convert the money to euros, to dollars, based on what exchange rate? Is it at the moment of the bidding or at the moment of setting the auction?
I would have to get back to you based on that question. So the short answer to that is when you see the price on an item list and an item is being offered, let's say in Germany, and you're a Polish user, you see an item that's being offered in euro, at the end of the day, the amount, the currency is denominated in euro, and so you will have to pay that euro amount to the seller ultimately, and the seller will have to accept that amount. So you don't get the benefit of exchange rate change necessarily as a buyer, because their seller expects you to be paying in euro. So every seller determines the currency in which they want to get paid, and at the end of the day, that's what you have to pay. At the moment of payment, you have to make sure that the seller gets as much as he expected. It's encouraging to hear that people would like PayPal here. And again, we have introduced PayPal to other markets around the world. There are lots of ways that you can pay for transactions. Bank transfer is a common way that people pay each other with. Checks, sometimes they pay each other cash when they have very expensive items and they have cash on delivery. So for example, when cars are being sold, the most typical way to do that is to go there to pick up the car and to pay in cash, just like you would normally pay a car. But yes, you're right. For cross-border transactions, for imports and exports, PayPal helps a lot, and PayPal is definitely something that can be used. I will say that at this moment we don't have a Polish zloty version or a Polish language version, but it is something that actually makes cross-border trade even easier.
Hello. I wanted to ask about taxes, because lately for example, Allegro users have been told to pay the transaction taxes, and some of them even punished for not paying them. And I wanted to ask if you're going in any way to call the users to pay or point out to them that they might need to do this.
Yeah, so our users have to pay on a country-by-country basis all the taxes that are legally required for them to be paid, and this is different from country to country what taxes that are, and it's usually also different on whether you are a private seller or a commercial seller who does this for a business. And so there's no difference in Poland. Whatever the local legislation on that is, our users will have to comply with that, and it's basically their task to make sure that they do that, because otherwise they might ultimately get into some difficulties. Can we get some help with the microphone?
Czy tam mikrofon jest włączony?
Ja też mam też
mówił Pan, nie będzie żaden opłat za serwis. W związku z tym chciałam zapytać, czy wiecie Państwo jakiś program ochrony poprawców, którzy zostaną oszukani, bo pewnie to by się niestety zmieniło. Ja przypomnę, że Państwa konkurent ma coś takiego, czyli pewne transakcje do 300 zł są ubezpieczone, to znaczy, że kiedy zostanie oszukany, to ta kwota zostanie zwrócona, czy w związku z tym na eBayu może policja nas studiuje, żeby podejrzeć.
Może ja odpowiem na to pytanie. A więc na dzień dzisiejszy, tak jak wcześniej było powiedziane, staramy się wyedukować naszych użytkowników przede wszystkim, żeby... Jest to bardzo ważne, żeby na eBayu też zachowywać zdrowy rozsądek, czytać opinie na temat sprzedawcy i na tej podstawie dużo chętnie go prowadzić. W tym momencie, żeby odpowiedzieć Pani pytanie do końca, niestety nie oferujemy jeszcze żadnych, jak Pani powiedziała, ubezpieczeń, ale będziemy nad tym pracować i to, o co nasza społeczność, nasi użytkownicy nas poproszą, na pewno tego wysłuchamy i będziemy pracować w tym kierunku.
Marek mam takie pytanie odnośnie bardziej technicznej strony infrastruktury serwerowej w Polsce. Rozumiem, że to jest oparte tylko i wyłącznie zlokalizowany u nas w kraju ośrodek informatyczny. Jaki jest platforma systemowa, jaki jest zaplecze techniczne eBaya, polskiego eBaya oraz jakie są zabezpieczenia wprowadzone, dzięki którym no, użytkownicy mogą mieć pewność, że wlecą
The eBay platform is a global platform, and because of that we run all of our technology operations out of California, and so the Polish users will receive the same level of security that is required for US security levels, for EU security directives, as well as for any Polish security requirements. So while, as an earlier questioner asked, the site is built to be much simpler and easier to use because most of our users will be new here, the core technology and platform infrastructure is the strongest one we have available and it is the same as every other country we operate in.
Rafał Wyspieszką, ja miałem takie wrażenie w 1995 roku i macie Państwo wrażenie, że polscy użytkownicy też są z tego
edukowani. I'm not getting any translation.
No.
No, I'm not getting. Are you getting translation? Can you repeat that question? I didn't hear the question.
Czy mogę prosić o powtórzenie pytania, bo mieliśmy problem techniczny przed chwilą.
Sorry.
So I think the question was how do we differ from other competitors? Is that correct? I heard it in Polish, so it wasn't very helpful. I heard the question in Polish.
Opcje dostarczone przez Was na stronie eBaya są dość, mówi się, prymitywne i w porównaniu z Allegro chyba nie stanowicie dla nich większej konkurencji w tej chwili. Co zamierzacie zrobić, żeby być konkurencją dla Allegro?
So, first of all, we face competition in every market that we operate in, so this is not exactly something new for us. I think we believe that we have the best user experience, the best buying and selling experience available out there because we have invented the concept and we have perfected it over the last 10 years. So our users will find that trading on eBay is incredibly fast, simple, easy to learn, intuitive, and safe. On top of that, there is a demand in Poland for eBay, as our users have told us, and as we have seen by just the past couple of weeks when there have been some rumors in the market about eBay coming, there's a lot of very positive feedback that we're getting about that. Now, finally, eBay is not only the marketplace in Poland, but also the window to the global eBay marketplace. And as I said, our users typically find that a very valuable asset, because with one set of feedback, with one set of user accounts and data, you can buy and sell things from people around the world as well as in Poland. You can make sure that your items are being seen by more people, and we think that that's actually a very compelling proposition. You want to add anything?
The one other thing I would add is we always start with the customer. And so we went out and listened and talked to many of our customers here in Poland and asked them what they were looking for. And one of the things we heard is, you know, this process can be very complicated. Sometimes what we view as features or additions that are valuable, other people view as complexity and things that make things harder. And so what we heard as we listened to our customers was, make it as simple as possible. Try to make it easy and fast for me to buy and sell. Some of these things are, you know, more valuable to me than having more features. And so we, rather than looking to our competitors, we started with the customer and tried to serve them as best we can.
Chciałem się jeszcze dowiedzieć dokładnie, którego z Państwa usłyszałem. Nie ma w Polsce fizycznego oddziału eBaya, tylko wszystkie zapytania dotyczące strony eBaya są przekierowywane do głównego komputera w mieszkającego w Kalifornii, tak? To tam jest główne centrum. Więc jeżeli jest odniesienie odniesione w Polsce, z jakiego systemu korzysta? Nie chodzi mi tutaj konkretnie o to, tylko jaka jest platforma. Czy stoi to na systemie dużej firmy, czy to jest jakiś system open source?
So, just to be clear, you're talking about which computer technology or database? Okay. So first I would tell you that we have actually now a physical presence here, and we have Polish employees, but we, when it comes to servers, we use Sun servers, Oracle databases, a variety of Microsoft, Dell, and other products in terms of the core platform. We keep those in California only because it is more efficient to have one central engineering platform. When it comes to serving the customer, we do it from Europe, we do it from Warsaw, and we try to bring the things that the customer sees close to the customer.
Maybe let me add to that. The customer really doesn't care where the service sits. It's an internet service that we provide. They want fast, easy to use, good user experience. And the service in our case happened to be in the United States, and it's just as fast, and I don't think any user would notice the difference where the boxes ultimately stand.
What kind of
what
type of firewall is used on servers?
Yeah, so I'm not going to go into the architecture of the system. Let me assure you that the data that is stored on eBay is incredibly safe, and we've not had any issues with that. But I'm neither able, nor do I think it's appropriate to be speaking about the eBay corporate network system, and I hope you understand the reason for that, because it's actually a corporate secret that we don't necessarily want all people around the world to be thinking about what the architecture and the firewalls are.
Proszę Państwa, czas nam powoli dobiega końca. Na korytarzu stygnie lunch. Może jeszcze dwa ostatnie pytania.
Could you reveal to us your startup cost here in Poland? And since you're not actually charging people any fees, how much you expect the Polish service to cost a month or the first 6 months or in the first year?
So unfortunately, we don't break down neither the revenues nor the expenses by country. We are coming to Poland in investment mode because we're not charging fees. And why do we do that? Because we're here for the long term and we want to build the marketplace the right way for the community. And we think that entails giving the community a chance to try the service. And that's why we're free in the beginning. We are making not only the investment into the product, which is the eBay.pl site, but we're also making the investment in the service, which means customer support, where you will have Polish-speaking people answering your emails when you have questions, and then obviously in the local team here that is here to develop the market. So there is a significant investment. Unfortunately, I can't tell you the exact amount.
Dobrze. Bardzo serdecznie Państwu dziękuję za przybycie jeszcze raz. Była to dla mnie ogromna przyjemność prowadzić tę konferencję. Mam nadzieję, że wszystkie Państwa pytania i wątpliwości zostały... Dostaliście Państwo odpowiedzi. Jeżeli Państwo nie dostaliście jakichś, chcielibyście dostać więcej informacji, zapraszam do stolika recepcyjnego. W materiałach macie Państwo kontakt e-mailowy i numer telefonu do mnie. Chętnie przekażę pytanie do eBaya. Prosiłbym o pozostawienie, odpięcie się od słuchawek i pozostawienie słuchawek na biureczkach. Jeżeli ktoś nie dostał materiału, bo zabrakło, prosiłbym o zostawienie adresu e-mailowego na stoliku recepcyjnym. Materiały będą też na naszej stronie www.sigma.pl. Umieścimy je jeszcze dzisiaj. Prosiłbym osoby, które umawiały się wcześniej na wywiady, albo też chciałyby porozmawiać indywidualnie z naszymi gośćmi o kontakt recepcji. Bardzo serdecznie jeszcze raz dziękuję i zapraszam na początek.
Yes, I will.